electric barriers, water jets, and noise. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released a draft study yesterday on ways to try to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. It looks at options to beef up defenses at Brandon Road Lock and Dam in Illinois. It's about 40 miles from Lake Michigan. The plan includes a combination of an electric barrier, noise, and water jets to try to stop carp and other invasive species. Mark Smith is with the National Wildlife Federation. He says he's still reviewing the report, but so far it looks promising.
The Corps of Engineers, members of Congress, some of the federal and state agencies are all relatively supportive of this plan, so we have momentum. And momentum is key here because when we were talking about other options to keeping carp out of the Great Lakes, for example, physical separation, essentially blocking off the water, there was not momentum behind that.
Right now, the plan is just a draft and still needs to go through public comment. Smith says it could take a year and a half to be finalized and presented to Congress. Alan Marshall is a spokesman for the Army Corps. He says the Corps would have to evaluate whether this plan is successful a few years from now.
You'd have to get to the point where all the control measures were actually constructed, and then we'd go from there to see if the plan worked.
Listen to Stateside today to hear what the state of Michigan says about the report. This is the Environment Report. The sea lamprey is an invasive fish with a round mouth like a suction cup. It latches onto big fish like lake trout and salmon, drills its razor-sharp tongue into them, and gets fat drinking their blood and body fluids. In the U.S. and Canada, we spend about $20 million a year to control lampreys. One of the main ways people do that is with a pesticide, but researchers are also working on other ways to control lampreys. At Michigan State University, they're testing something called a sea lamprey ladder. Michael Wagner joins me now. He's a sea lamprey expert and an associate professor in the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife at MSU. Hello.
Hello, Rebecca.
First of all, what is a sea lamprey ladder?
If you've ever seen the old game Plinko, it kind of looks like that. It's a board that's studded with pegs. It's put into the water at a steep angle, about 45 degrees, and it has water running over the surface of it. And eel-like fishes, like sea lamprey and things like American eels, can climb this ladder by pushing off against these pegs where most other fishes can't.
And why would you need something like this?
One of the great problems or challenges that we face in managing the Great Lakes are dams. Dams do some good things for people. They create drinking water supplies, there are fishing opportunities, but in terms of sea lamprey control, they keep sea lamprey out of rivers they would otherwise be in. And because the main way that we control sea lamprey is by applying a pesticide to kill the larvae in rivers, it reduces the amount of area that we apply pesticide to, and everybody involved in sea lamprey management and ecosystem management agree that that's a good thing to do. But it struck us while we were doing some research with a chemical that the animal produces when it's attacked by predators called an alarm cue that causes it to avoid certain areas. And then this eel ladder, which is something that lamprey only can get over, and native fishes and even some introduced fishes like salmon that we're interested in can't get over, could be combined into a new type of device. So imagine now that we have this fish ladder over on one side of the dam, and we're pumping this alarm cue down it. And sea lamprey smell, and they don't want anything to do with going over there, so they don't encounter that device. And on the other side of the dam, we install one of these trapping devices with this ladder on it, right? And so we guide the sea lamprey over there. They can go up over this ladder and they get trapped, but any of the other fish that encounter it can't get over it and don't get trapped. So that's the goal.
And where do things stand with these ladders at the moment?
We're very early in the research with it. And this project that we started this year is the first attempt to try to prove the concept underlying one of these selective fish passage devices.
Michael Wagner is an associate professor in the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife at MSU. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.